Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
We better get to this segment quickly because based on what I read on vacation, dating apps are on the decline, Abby.
No, they're very much alive. I have seen the desperation on the dating apps. People are still out there searching for their soulmates. So, and I'm one of them. And everyone's like, new year, new me. And I'm like, no, same me. I'm still on Hinge. I'm still looking for love.
I read that your generation is trying something new, and that is mostly meeting people face-to-face now.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
Isn't that crazy?
Here's the problem.
It's a crazy idea.
I love that idea. The problem is people don't approach. Like men, I've never gotten approached by a man in a romantic way in like a bar setting, which might say more about me than them, but I'm not alone from what I can tell.
Well, it's a new you, it's a new nose. Things are changing for you now.
The only thing that's changing this year is my nose. So I'm still going to end the year the same way that I started it, which is single as hell.
If you weren't listening earlier this morning, Abby came in here this morning and none of us knew it, but she got a nose job over vacation. And Kristen and Cassie noticed something different about Abby. Didn't say anything, and Mo and I were clueless.
Well, you don't say something. You wait for the person to say something.
Yeah, you just go online, and you check her Instagram, and you expand her picture to see if it looked the same before she went on vacation, which is what you
did. I thought I was losing my mind.
Yeah, y'all are nosy as hell, because once that segment aired, it's going to be my new pun for the next year. Once that segment aired, I got like 150 new followers.
I believe it.
Like all at once, I'm like, what if we just talk? They wanted to see the nose.
Your whole life is going to be different now with a new nose. Everything's going to change.
Yeah, men are going to actually approach me in public. I can finally get off Hinge. But for now, I'm still on it. And we've been doing this segment where I can show you just how rough it is out here called Unhinged. Unhinged is the segment where I get to play these things called voice prompts on the app. And it's basically when they have a question on their profile that instead of answering with some text, like just writing down what their answer is, they actually get to use their voice. And sometimes they get a little bit too creative with it. And so then we get to play it for you to laugh and giggle at and share in the misery because somebody has to sit in it with me because it's real lonely out here. And so over the break, I was trying to distract myself by the fact that I looked like a literal monster in Gremlin while I was healing from my rhinoplasty. And I was like, let me focus on what I'm going to be doing this time next year when my nose will finally be healed. And I'm planning to go to London next year. So I was like, let me change my Hinge location to London so I can see what kind of men are, you know, out and about in the streets of London. So we have a couple Brits to play. And
I love an accent. I wonder if they're less cringy with an accent.
Nope.
No,
we just need. they're just as cringy, except we need subtitles this time.
Okay.
So at least the men in England, they are kind of brainiacs out there, apparently.
Right. So there's a type of male octopus that has a detachable tadger. So when it's time to mate, it just whips it off, flings it to the female, and I would assume says something like "crack on, hen" in octopus. But I guess it's hilarious because I can imagine that for a female octopus, right, just chilling in the gaff, arms up, watching telly, you hear a chap on the door, and you're greeted by a floating bulb that this is the underwater equivalent of pick. Oh, and the tadger can also swim by itself if it gets lost.
What? Are you serious? Yes. The octopus pee-pee can swim by itself.
It has a detachable penis.
Oh. Yeah, a tadger and a bob is a penis.
It's really?
Like, it's like a strap-on for what? An octopus.
Yeah. And then it grows back like a lizard's tail?
No, it can swim by itself and it swims back. So he's like, oh, if you imagine the female octopus is just chilling, watching TV, and opens the door and there's just a peen bob in there.
So there's a knock on the door.
Like, yeah, he's like, it's the equivalent of a D-pick for an octopus.
He's like, you up?
Had I understood that, it would have been fascinating.
You're right.
I don't know, but that was never on Blue Planet, by the way.
Like, it comes they back?
Done. Yeah.
It's like a penis boomerang?
Yeah. Okay. It's like a Tesla. It puts in the directions. It's like, head to Sally's house. Come back when you're done. So not only are they a little bit of a brainiac, not only are they brainiacs over in England, but they are kind of philosophical.
How do we know that thermometers are correct? Because the only way you could measure a thermometer is with another thermometer. But all the way back to when they created thermometers, how did they measure it for the first ever thermometer?
They must have better drugs out in England.
All right.
Or they need better drugs out in England.
Yeah, she wants to be smart. Go ahead.
No.
Just go ahead.
Good.
You can't hold it back.
Yeah.
You're if smart as a zoo. The boiling point of water is 212. You can calibrate your thermometer by boiling some water and sticking it in there. And if it shows up on your thermometer as 212, then it's correct.
But how did they know that the boiling point was 212 degrees?
Oh, because we made it up, obviously.
Duh.
We have to assign value at some point.
I guess you just know more things when you're born in England. We're here in America. We're like, how does water work? We're like, Celsius what? All right, I feel like we need something a little bit more American to chase all the British philosophicalness that we just heard. So I found an American in England who might be the most American person to ever be American.
What's up, lady? My name is Drake, and here's some things that I love: wings, beer, sports, motorcycles, Harley Davidson, hot sauce, hot wings, dirt bikes, high revving engines. And if you don't like any of these things, get the out. If you do, drop a like and I'll see you later.
You have a duty as an American to act differently. To represent your country differently.
This is how he's ripping people out in London or whatever. It's really pushing the stereotypes that Americans love beer and hot wings. Americans also apparently are not super smart out there either.
I haven't been in like 3 years because I am too scared to call them and make an appointment. So I think I should do that because there's probably something wrong with me.
Sorry, he was talking about making a doctor appointment as an adult.
Wow. I think that there should be somebody from the government that is scanning these, and when an American sounds that stupid, they should pull his citizenship before he can get back in the country.
I just think they should do that with men, period, on dating apps. Like, if you see something like this, you should be able to boot them off the island. Something that Americans are also really good at are impressions and having really great taste in Pixar movies.
Okay, this is my impression of Ratatouille.
I'm a f***ing rat. I like to cook. Yeah, f*** you, pasta, Mr. Ginger.
Automatic swipe right.
That one's my favorite. Something else that's a little bit off base about these Americans in London is their preferences, because apparently being attracted to the beauty standard is weird.
I'm really attracted to girls who are super skinny, even though they don't need to be skinny. I like girls who aren't skinny too, but it's a weird attraction of mine.
He's just yawning his way through it.
He's like, probably shouldn't have said that, but like, you know, it's my preference. Just the beauty standard. And my last one is just proof that Americans, we at least have a very dark sense of humor.
A life goal of mine is to have a girl that is so hot, she makes me look like a Make-A-Wish kid who asked for some...
What?
I really wish we didn't have to. It's so much better without the bleep.
And that's the out, huh?
That's the out. All right. Dark humor.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show. Breaking up is hard to do.
Finally, he told me that he wasn't ready to get married.
The day before, we were supposed to get married.
And when a breakup sounds more like true crime than a true love story, they come on the Breakup Breakdown to talk about it. We cover everything from lies.
Took me years to figure out what happened. The lies about having cancer.
To cheating.
His hand was up her skirt.
And everything in between.
I can't do this crazy throuple thing.
Hear the latest gossip from the couples you've never heard of.
Drama after drama after drama.
We break down this week's breakup only on the Breakup Breakdown podcast.